This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Your reaction to the Trump administration ordering U.S. embassies to stop scheduling new student visa appointments?
Yeah, I mean, so it's been an interesting time because there's been a series of action against universities and students altogether. So recent developments had included the revocation of already issued F-1 visas and student registrations for students in the U.S. For reasons that were really not transparent or clear. The administration did pull back on that, but for a while there was a lot of chaos amongst students. Then we have the story with the termination of CVIS for institutions like Harvard. The Trump administration is saying they're failing to comply with data demands, and overall we have an increased scrutiny of students' online activity, which of course has a specific focus on anti-Semitic rhetoric.
With the student visa program, how does it normally work?
So all universities that sponsor F-1 visas for international students are certified under what's called the Student and Exchange Visitor Program, or SEVP. And they are obligated to comply with federal regulations for tracking and reporting information about their student visa holders. This is all managed through a DHS-run database called CVIS, that stands for Student and Exchange Visitor Information System, and that enables real-time tracking of international students. So schools have to update and report on a wide range of information, including their regular data, name, date of birth, their country of birth and citizenship, their address, but also, more importantly, their enrollment status, their employment authorization, any disciplinary actions that would impact their status, whether they transfer schools or change their education level, and their departure, or any other failure to maintain their student status. So that's how the system is designed.
And how smoothly has it been going over the years?
In my opinion, fairly smoothly. DHS knows who the international students are, both on paper and through digital records. The SEVP system is designed to ensure that the government knows which international students are in the U.S., where they're studying, and whether they're complying with visa terms. So, any failure for a school to adhere to their obligations in reporting that data can result in loss of certification, which we haven't really seen thus far up until the Harvard termination of their CVIS certification. And you know, it's interesting because if we're reading between the lines, it wasn't necessarily for failure to comply with what they've been doing, but it was failure to comply with new data demands. So that was kind of an interesting nuance.
The policy changes, I know that anti-Semitism was something the Trump administration said it was looking at. What are some of the other things that the Trump administration is looking at that other administrations did not?
Yeah, so yesterday there was the cable that was apparently distributed to all embassies and consulates, and the Trump administration is ordering embassies and consulates to pause new visa interview appointments for international students so that they can prepare for expanded social media screening and vetting across all student visa categories. That's F1, M1, and J1 exchange visitors. And this is really interesting because since 2019, all U.S. visa applicants have already been required to disclose their social media handles from the past 5 years as part of their applications. And that was, the data is reviewed as part of extreme vetting protocols that were instituted under Trump's first administration. And that's been maintained in large part since then. So this latest cable, which again has not been released publicly, but contents have been confirmed by many reputable media sources, this cable is interesting because it seems like we're amping up the vetting. And a lot of questions that we're seeing across immigration practitioners is, well, how is this vetting going to go down? Presumably, there's going to be AI used, and there's concerns that that's going to, again, raise free speech and bias concerns. How are visa officers going to be instructed to review that data? Is their bias going to come into play? Are individual students who already have F1 visas, are they going to be re-reviewed, and are their visas going to be revoked based on new information or social media activity after approval? So there's a lot of questions that we're going to have, and understandably, universities are very much, they're very concerned about this because that's going to impact their bottom line on students who want to come to the United States to study.
How does all this affect matters on your end?
We're getting a ton of questions. A lot of nervous students who may have had summer plans to go home and see their family before school starts, they are worried about their travel. If they needed to renew their visa, they are worried about the ability to get an appointment, or even if they do get an appointment, will they be readmitted back into the United States? So there's a lot of uncertainty as to what this is going to look like. And again, we're waiting for more information from the State Department to come out and explain and disclose what exactly is this increased vetting going to look like.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.